keep in mind when they start, there may be some other operations they want to, and that's something.
Right.
We have to look at real carefully. I know
right.
when St. Mary's Airport, I was a tenant there for years when they had the jumping. And
right.
we would need to look at that real close.
Right. And the rules that you all recommended and the council adopted that addresses parachuting, that, you know, that they need the written permission of the airport manager based on what you're talking about is the effect on operations and insurance and that type of thing.
The last meeting, there was something about closure notifications because we were throwing out ideas. Did that come to any conclusion?
We've been developing an email list. And we've used it several times now, particularly with the Taxiway A project. And I just sent one out today with Ocean City and Frederick restrictions. And so that's moving along. We'll add to that. And we're looking at some other ways of adding to that, like through the website.
I think that's one thing that the pilots group should be encouraged to do, is to get all their email addresses to Jim. Because, you know, I found that interesting.
Yeah.
And very helpful. I go to Frederick quite frequently.
You too.
And do I always check no town before I go?
Of course
sure.
we do.
Of course we do.
Yeah. Enough said.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
we're on record here.
That was a good suggestion last time. And
yeah.
Then we'll put out to the pilots group, and Rick helped remind me of that, about if they want their email address to the gym.
Give Susan to add it to a group distribution, which would be for notices, especially with all this construction going on. That would be a very valuable way to get information out quickly and accurately to everybody involved for unforeseen delays or whatever or problems that might occur during all that construction, or the real facts about the schedule, you know, closures, those kind of things that otherwise rumor mill might get a little carried away with.
So we can't put a notam out outside of 72 hours, so that hurts us, and that's why we're doing this email thing. The more email addresses, the better, right, Susan?
What's a 72-hour? I didn't
hear that. We can't publish a notice to airmen outside of 72 hours. Like if we're going to close the runway. We know we're going to close the runway 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
You can't do it until 72 hours prior.
But you can send out
an email
saying your intentions are on Thursday.
In 30 seconds, you can contact everybody's appropriate. Bam, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm planning right now the biggest event that's ever held at the Air Force Museum, and we've done it 99% on email. All planning.
Okay. We will make the announcement at the next meeting. One other thing that for the group and mostly for Jim, when you have a request like the parachutist or future request, so that it's not a airport manager's accusation or personality or whatever. Should we do that here at the meeting?
Well, the parachuting is an aeronautical activity, and we can't deny somebody the use of the airport for an aeronautical activity. You know, but we can, you know, take them a day or two and make sure that, you know, it doesn't affect safety or something like that.
Can we do anything like restrict parachuting when we know we got a 737 coming in or something like that? I mean,
no
you really can't?
No, but a good jump plane is making multiple announcements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to talk to Dover Approach. He'll talk to Dover Approach.
I trained at Laurel, my private training. Was same way there.
Yeah. And Ocean City.
Constant jump operations. But I remember the number of go-arounds I had to do as a student when they dropped in where they shouldn't have, and I'm just thinking of, you know, jets, turbines are not
as normal. We'll monitor what goes on, you know, if there's a safety issue or, you know, problem with access to the airport because of it, we'll deal with it.
And Dover will be real good about it, I'm sure. So anything large that comes into PATS is 99.9% on an IFR plane, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
during
the week, usually, as well.
Can't quite hear you guys.
Anything that comes in that probably is related to PATS business is probably on an instrument flight plan. And if they're on an instrument flight plan, they're going to be coordinating with Dover, and Dover is also going to be requiring the jump.